Our scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. Thank you, God, for planting us to be your tall, sturdy, long-lasting trees of righteousness. So this past year, our whole theme has been sow, grow, and know, talking about different passages in the Bible that talk about planting and growing and harvesting. And today's sermon picks that up too, talking about how God's people become oaks of righteousness. So what do you think about when you think about oak trees? I think they are amazing. They start out as a small acorn, and with proper care, water, soil, and sunlight, they grow tall and strong and sturdy and live a long time. One quote about oaks that I found says, "An oak tree is a daily reminder that great things often have small beginnings." I would add oak trees are a study in patience as well. It takes a while for that little acorn to grow into its destiny, but it's worth the wait. When you first plant an acorn, or when it burrows into the ground on its own, you may wonder, will it ever grow? There's really no guarantee that it will, unless God has planted that acorn. You can rest assured that whatever God plants will grow. God wants to cover the world with trees that exude majesty and glory and praise, love and light and hope and joy. Planted as the works of God's own hands, as oaks of righteousness, we can't help but send our roots deep and our branches high and grow and grow and grow. Remember last week how we heard about righteousness, what it means, and how we can demonstrate it in our own lives. We said righteousness is living rightly and doing right things, doing God's will. What kinds of things can an oak of righteousness do? The words we heard from Isaiah 61 give us a big clue. You may recognize the scripture as the verses on a scroll that Jesus was given one day at worship in the synagogue. After he read the beautiful words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus read these words and sat down and said, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Did his sitting down mean he was finished? No, it meant he was just beginning. A rabbi always sat down to teach. So Jesus was essentially saying, "Here's the deal. I am serious. These are the things I have come to do." Do you think that Isaiah's scroll was handed to him on accident? Was it a coincidence? Come on, you know, I always say there are no coincidences, only God's surprises. These verses contain Jesus' marching orders. These were the things God had sent him to do: bring good news to the oppressed, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, and sight to the blind, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to comfort and provide for all those who mourn. Jesus was here to make sure our mourning and confusion and disillusion and cynicism were quelled and cured. Instead of a faint, weak spirit that bends us down and keeps us complicit and complacent, we grow into mighty oak trees, reaching up, reaching out, offering shade and shelter and something strong to lean upon when times go tough. How could you mourn when standing in the shadow of a tall oak tree that promises to protect you? As sunlight filters through its many leaves, strength and tenacity pour into and onto you. You are that oak of righteousness. You have been planted by God's own hands. God is holy and righteous, so what God plants is holy and righteous too, strong and sound. Since you are the planting of the Lord, this means you now carry on the work that Jesus claimed as his own. Trees of righteousness grow the fruit of righteousness. And certainly these mandates from Jesus are full of justice and righteousness. This is why you have been planted and placed right where you are, so you can bring good news to the oppressed, teaching them about hope, telling them about the light of Christ that has brought you thus far and will never leave you and will never be extinguished by darkness. You become a beacon of encouragement to others. You are here, a peculiar planting in this particular place at this particular time to bind up the brokenhearted, to commiserate with those experiencing loss or sadness because you have experienced loss or sadness yourself. You know what it's like to go through those trials, and you know how it feels to come through them stronger than ever because you leaned on the strong arm of the Lord. You are here to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to prisoners, not just those physically captured and imprisoned, but those spiritually encaptured, spiritually imprisoned, fighting to free themselves from sin and temptation, trying to start over and live life anew. You can tell the captives they don't have to be stuck in old notions about God as wrathful and angry. God is love and light and welcome. You can say to them quite spiritually, been there, done that, and offer your shoulder for support, your ear for listening, perhaps even your eyes for weeping with them. You let them know there is a hope and a future for them, that their mourning will turn to rejoicing and they will renew their strength. The word of the Lord says so. The rest of the verse talks about rebuilding ancient ruins and repairing devastations, challenges that could daunt us. But then we remember who has planted us and who has strengthened us, and we know we can do all things through Christ Jesus our Lord. And hey, don't we use oak wood to build things? Why do we use oak? Because it's strong and sturdy and lasts a long time. So we can build and repair and bring light and hope and love wherever we happen to be, to extract the oil of joy out of the ashes of despair. This is our charge. This is our challenge, to encourage people to think they can be more than they ever dreamed they could be because Jesus Christ has come and brought light and hope and love into the world. J. Earp wrote, "The acorn does not know that it will become a sapling. The sapling does not remember when it was an acorn and only dimly senses that it will become a mighty oak. The oak recalls fondly when it was a sapling, loves being a mighty oak, and joyfully creates new acorns. Planted by the Lord, how could we not grow and prosper? We are the work of God's hands. Why wouldn't we grow tall and strong and be able to withstand all kinds of storms? God has planted us and placed us right where we need to be. And again, it's no coincidence that you are here where you are. God has planted you in this place on purpose, for your purpose, which aligns with Jesus' own purpose to bring and to be the good news of God's favor and redemption. The verse also talks about the vengeance of our God. We often think of vengeance as a bad thing, people getting their just comeuppance, perhaps being smited and expedited and decimated. But in this context, it is more about the time of ultimate liberation. The day when, as Jesus warned, every plant that his heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. The day when God makes all things new and brings us back home to plant us in his good, gracious, and spacious garden. So we have work to do, wonderful work, righteous work, God's work. We will be pillars of power, agents of rebuilding, refashioning, refreshing, restoring, and hoping. Why do we do all this? Not so people can praise us and be impressed with us. We do this to point to God and give glory to God alone. We are just God's trees doing our thing, the thing God has asked us to do. It is with God's love and grace that we ever grow ever taller, ever stronger, ever sturdier, and ever steadier. The other day, I looked up the state motto of New Mexico, and I found it quite appropriate for this moment. It grows as it goes, or as it goes, it grows. And to that, to further encourage and embolden and empower us, I would tack on the motto of my home state of New York, Excelsior, ever upward. Let us pray. God, may we never forget that you have planted us with your very own hands, And we are now fulfilling the scripture Jesus read, carrying on his work of producing hope for the hopeless, freedom for the captive, welcome for the uninvited, love for the unloved. Keep us going strong and sturdy and steady and moving upward toward your kingdom as your oaks of righteousness. Amen. Thank you.